So I've come down to Tateton Drive this morning and to see the remains of a house fire, or houses that were on fire yesterday. The fire started just around 4 o'clock approximately, and the fire brigade were alerted by a passerby, a young passerby who lives locally. Charlotte, good morning.
Hi, how are you doing?
Now, first of all, you were walking home from a friend's house. Just tell us a little bit more about what you saw.
Yeah, it was about 3:30. I was walking back home across the street. And you can just see through the trees, there was a chimney that seemed a bit like it was having too much smoke coming out of it. And so I was like, I ran home, which was not that far. It was like 20 seconds down the road. And I banged on my house door and asked, like, Mum, we need to go. There's a house on fire. But when we got here, there was already a couple neighbours, but there wasn't any fire service or anything. But I asked, like, have we called the fire engines yet? And they said, yeah, all three of us have called them. So they were on their way, but the house wasn't, you couldn't see that the house was on fire yet. There was just so much smoke. And we were like, okay, trying to get everyone out. That was it, basically.
Of course, it's always difficult trying not to put yourself in any danger whilst doing these sort of things and direct people away from the smoke and flames.
It is, yeah. But I can't imagine what the fire service must think when they do it. It was just we knew the people that lived in one of the houses, the end house from years ago. So we just wanted to make sure that everyone was okay. So we ran in, and that house hadn't been touched by the fire yet. And they were still in the house, trying to like gather things, and they were in like a panic state. And we were like, "It's okay, you need to leave now. Like, there's fire engines on their way." Obviously they're reluctant to leave. They're in the house.
I'm going to bring in Mum Rachel for a moment. Rachel, a very proud moment. Your daughter responded so well.
Yes, you know, normally your natural instincts is to keep away from danger, but you know, running into a fire is quite something. So
what was your part then when you came across with your daughter here?
Yeah, we came across and banged on the doors and making sure that people weren't in, and trying to get our people that we know on the end house out, and to grab, you know, precious photos and things like that, that, you know, if they get wet, they'll be lost. So it was important that they grab a couple of memories, you know, to bring out with them, you know.
Now, there's a lot of support going on from the local community. Graham Norris, you posted a message this morning on the Merstham Community News and Updates Facebook page. Just tell us a little bit more about what's happening.
Yeah, the Merstham Community News and that, and there's also Helping the Ham, and there's also Merstham other history sites and so on all over social media. And it's been shared wide and far. We're setting up a donation hub where people can bring stuff to donate. There's also other ways to donate as well. If you check on the Facebook pages, you can see. And that way people can come together to help out. I mean, we can't replace, you know, cherished memories and treasures, but we can, you know, help out and ease the blow on the people that need it, you know. I mean, Merstham community in this last year and a half has come together like unbelievably. It's been an amazing place to live, and I'm very proud to live here, you know. So hopefully people will still carry on doing so. Already so much has been done already, which is like been overwhelming. So if people can continue to do it and spread the word, that'd be fantastic. That's what we need at this moment, caring and kindness. Yeah.
Graham Norris, thank you very much.